This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As the Los Angeles wildfire rages on, firefighting resources are in the spotlight nationwide. In Colorado, a 2021 law made it easier for felons with experience in the Inmate Fire Service Program to apply for state firefighting jobs. Colorado State Fire Chief's Executive Director Gary Breeze supported the bill, but says the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control hasn't seen much hiring progress.
To the best of my knowledge, and I confirm this with DFPC, they're not aware of any candidates who have applied for DFPC positions or have been hired as a result of the legislation.
At the local level, opportunities for former inmates to become firefighters are slim, as EMT certification is often required. Many felons are automatically disqualified from obtaining those qualifications. Colorado's health agency is proposing stricter rules for methane emissions from landfills. Those are the state's largest emitters of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. The proposed rules might allow satellites to monitor emissions or approve the use of methane-eating bacteria. Advocates say cutting methane is an easy way to reach state climate goals. Catherine Blauvelt is with Industrious Labs.
You don't have to split an atom to effectively prevent harmful emissions.
A public meeting about the proposal is scheduled for this month. Eastbound Interstate 70 over Vail Pass will close for at least 6 hours today as CDOT crews remove wreckage from a truck crash. CDOT says eastbound traffic will be detoured through Leadville, which will add about 90 minutes of travel time. The crash happened last week. In Denver this afternoon, partly sunny with a high around 42 degrees. In Colorado Springs, sunny and 34. And in Grand Junction, mostly sunny this afternoon and 38 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.